Dedicated to doing this show for you, and as a kind of a foreplay to all of the Veterans Day stuff, actually a postplay for all of the Veterans Day events, we're going to do a show primarily for the unacknowledged. Now, even though there's a theme, as always, we have a couple of purposes tonight. Of course, we want to respond to Erection Day and all that happened last Tuesday. And also we want to acknowledge the veterans who do not get acknowledgement at all in the corporate media. Of course we mean the veterans of resistance to Christian terrorism, the people who defend women at abortion clinics, and people like One People's Party, Anti-Racist Action, and countless other groups, people who resist Christian terrorism on any number of fronts, and a few other things to be sure to cover tonight. There's a little bit of a write-up about it at reverendbookburn.com. Tonight the theme is Veterans to Resistance to Christian Terrorism. But then again, we can't ignore so many juicy scandals. And even though we did acknowledge the evangelist Ted Haggard, he's the homophobic Christian supremacist theocrat who allegedly hired a gay male prostitute for over 3 years and used to do meth with him as well. We're going to start off with a song for evangelist Ted Haggard, yes, another Christian supremacist, moral crusading, family values touting hypocrite. And this song sounds like it's even about him, from her We the People CD. And before we get to the really loud music, let's play Sandy Rapp doing a song that really sounds like it has Ted Haggard in mind. And this is entitled 10%. Lord, make this machine work.
God bless Pat Robertson. He's the anointed one. Jimmy, he has sinned. It's scandalous to tell. And Jerry lost his heart to the PDL. But God save Pat Robertson. He can rebuke the storm. He makes the mute to pray. But what he doesn't say is that tens of televangelists are gay. We're 10% in Alabama. We're 0.10 in Idaho. From Washington to Indiana. We're 10% of the world. God bless Lou Sullivan. Bush has appointed one. He was such a sport about the suicide report. He said statistics on gay youth were anti-family. With old Bill Dynamite, they set the world afire. They chatted every day. But what they never said is a tenth of all Republicans are gay. We're 10% in Alabama. We're 0.10 in Idaho. Raises loud from Washington to old Miami. And Mr. Limbaugh's little corner of the world. God bless the Pentagon. On. He was good enough for now, but he could not say he's gay today and stay in uniform. Here's to the militaries evolving policies. Their own researchers tell homosexuals excel, and a tenth of all the troops of GNL. We're 10% in Alabama. We're 0.10. Streets and on the hill, they said we're 1% in a study financed by the government. If they let that million stay, then they might have had to say half of all gay USA made the parade. We're 10% in Alabama.
Jeepers out of those forces. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. change. Steal that body. They turn rebellion into money.
Bring the
hour. We don't have to apologize.
Bring the hour.
I can cut the ties.
Bring the hour.
There's no need for compromise.
Bring the hour.
We can be ourselves.
Hey.
They can't take it away. Punk will scream what corporate pop can't say.
Hey.
They can't take it away. Punk will scream what corporate pop can't say.
When money's involved, morals are pliable. It can't be punk and commercially viable. The message survives once it becomes viable.
You want to make a difference, keep it DIYable.
It's time to give a second thought to what's been gained and what's been lost. The punk was young and dangerous, but now that's all been taken from us by an industry. $1 billion strong still has nothing on it.
Walls take a lot.
We can't fight and we can't win. It's time to start this over again.
Hey!
They can't take it away. Punk will scream what corporate pop can't say.
From DC, she was a whole lot like me. Grew up on Star Wars. We went to shows in the park, professed our love in the dark. Road trips and hardcore. It was according to plan. We were like Lloyd and Diane, two hearts in the same. And then you know what she did. She met an internet kid that fell in love on MySpace. I know that websites don't kill, but sometimes they will. Sometimes they will break hearts. I know that I'm an adult, but Tom, it's your fault. Didn't know what to do. Yeah, he was Tom's victim too. Sheila left him last week. Now he is all doom and gloom. He won't come out of his room. The neighbors hear Morrissey. Heartbreak has its appeal. I know how emo kids feel, but that is not for me. I wrote one sad, quiet song, and we can all sing along, but we will stay posy. I know that websites don't kill, but sometimes they will. Sometimes they will break hearts. I know.
Sometimes they will.
You just heard Good Clean Fun doing the MySpace song, and What Corporate Rock Can't Say. Corrosion of Conformity did Holier, The Scandals did Forgive This, and KMFDM did A Drug Against War, and started off with Sandy Rapp doing 10%. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 East Coast time, USA. And let's see, in addition to Radio Volta, you can hear the show at Radio For All, which is at RadioForAll.net. You could check out any show that says Reverend Bookburn, and then click on the link for Reverend Bookburn, and it'll list all of the shows, all of them in 2006 up to last week's pre-erection day show, and click on any of those shows that you want to hear, as well as Pastor Rex Katz's remake of the Reverend's ad parody for Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. Updates always at reverendbookburn.com. And let's see, we got a lot of goodies, so much to get to, so I'm going to prioritize the content over the music because there's way too much. So let's get preliminaries out of the way. Later on, we'll have what was said to the elite commandos of the Bookburners in the last 2 days, the internal issues of the veterans of resistance to Christian terrorism, and hopefully some good post-erection day follow-up and another juicy religious rights scandal. So, first, we want to say that we're only going to talk about one movie, and it corresponds with tonight's show. So we want to say tonight, not that you had to watch it during the show, or not that you have to watch it, period, but sometime in the near future, even if you have seen it once or twice, and not more than that, we want to correspond this show with a viewing of Citizen Ruth, starring Laura Dern, and it's very relevant to people who are veterans of resistance to Christian terrorism, our dear clinic defenders, primarily. It lampoons, as most reviewers fairly accurately wrote, both sides of the issue. And, of course, everybody should be able to take a joke and humor. So, actually, the humor at both sides was pretty much on target, and it was fantastic at revealing what goes on at anti-choice fake clinics, now federally funded. So we're going to deal with all of that later. But for now, we want to say that tonight is about veterans for resistance to clinic terrorism, and there's so much shit. I have this mountain of paper which is like, cover this, and so we're going to cover as much as possible. First of all right, let's just go right to Erection Day. Erection Day was called a great victory by a lot of progressive writers because the mighty saviors, the Democrats, kicked ass and became a majority, and that's a blow to the Bush regime. That is a highly optimistic view, and time will tell how much of a spine they managed to get up. But still, no matter how one feels about voting or the two corporate parties, the abominable track record of the corporate Democratic Party pretty much being Bush Light, it's an uplift because it has been so extreme. It actually feels like it's kind of pre-war Nazi Germany, and that there is a madman who is so insane that pretty much anything that is a blow to his regime is a welcome high. And having said that, we celebrate the downfall of a number of people. Standing out, of course, is the Dickster himself, Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum, the guy who claims he found the weapons of mass destruction, the primary crusader for what would effectively be a death sentence for countless women for banning late-term abortion, raging homophobe, delusional, non-hospitalized, non-medicated, mentally ill man. He went down in Pennsylvania, figuratively, and that, of course, was a big welcome change. Locally, Fitzpatrick went down like we had prayed for last week, and God kind of promised us the same. So, last week, and he came through. So, that was cool. What else? The guy running against Allison Swartz in the Philadelphia area. Allison Swartz is a former clinic director, and her opponent did one of those stealth telephone things, like those robocalls that automatically called every voter. One was a crying, formerly pregnant woman saying, you know, to vote because of the abortion issue, and she was so sorry she got hers, and blah, blah, blah. So, there were those kinds of weird calls, and if that wasn't retarded enough, he then had a fetus making phone calls, although I only heard that, I didn't see it for sure. So, but I wouldn't put anything past that guy. So, he went down figuratively, well, maybe literally as well. So that was very uplifting. Some uplifting news in terms of referendums. The near total abortion ban that was overwhelmingly passed in the legislature by the Taliban types in South Dakota was voted down by a solid majority in South Dakota, despite the efforts of the American Christian Taliban. And so that, too, was a welcome change. And they got a lot of support from the men who impeached Cecilia Firethunder, who wanted to use some Olasu, sovereign land, to build a women's clinic. And it probably would have been one of the good ones. In South Dakota, she got impeached thanks to the Olasu Tribal Council, former recipients of Asshole of the Week. And they even participated in the campaign for the voters to uphold the ban. There were vote yes for life signs there. And so when we look at the statistics and we see that in that part of native lands, domestic violence and rape is astronomically high, and these men want to fight women's rights so much that they don't just support it in their in their own native lands and in their campaign against Cecilia Fire Thunder, but they also want to support it on a state level. One has to wonder, what don't we know about these men who are in a part of the world where rape is high, where women have a hard time getting an abortion, and here they are campaigning on native lands for the Vote Yes campaigns. So it really begs the question, what don't we know about these specific men, the men behind the impeachment of Cecilia Fire Thunder, who fortunately is on a good speaking tour nationwide, and that's quite uplifting. All right, let's see. I'm scattered because I'm reading off of all these papers, and I'm like, am I going to get to everything? All right. Not the way I wanted to do this. It's, and also my handwriting bites. All right. It's also Veterans Day, and I want to say up front that doing an alternative Veterans Day is not a disrespect, a dissing to actual veterans. And the number one way a person can, as they say, support the troops is first and foremost by telling them the truth and letting them go home and not get their balls or eggs blown off for Dickless Cheney's Halliburton profits. If you want to support the troops, then send them home. But if you're not going to send them home, then at the very least, since they're risking their lives for oil, let them be stockholders in the oil profits and in Cheney's Halliburton profits. Let them benefit from the carve. It's not just the billionaires who are responsible for the war that you're supposed to die for. Make the troops stockholders. They are invested, and instead of being on disability for the rest of their lives, as many of them are, instead of being homeless, which many are, they benefit from the oil profits. Either make them stockholders or send them home. And speaking of Christian terrorism, there's more books about Christian terrorists like Eric Rudolph, who killed at least two people in his bombing spree that included the Olympics in Georgia in 96, an off-duty police officer at an abortion clinic, and also bombed a gay bar, bombed another clinic. And he's in a place called Supermax. Now, the articles talk about how there's all these terrible people in Supermax. Terry Nichols, the guy who tried to turn a shoe into a bomb, on and on. And I noticed that when they talk about Eric Rudolph, all the corporate media wants to say is the bomber of the Olympics of 96, like, disregard the clinic bombings because it's a non-issue. So, once again, the corporate media, it wants to make a non-issue. Nothing about James Kopp, who's in the Independent news again, because he's trying to get away with his, or he's trying to beat the federal charges for shooting Dr. Slepian to death in 1998. And the corporate media could not be bothered with acknowledging Christian terrorists, or at least to the extent that they would if they were bearded holy terrorists who use a different book. yet another reason to support independent media. All right, let's see. What else did we want to say? All right. Someday, Reverend Bookburn is going to have great handwriting. But that is not today. Okay. Oh, and Donald Rumsfeld fell. Donald Rumsfeld. And he is going to be replaced by none other than Robert Gates, a murderer. Replacing a murderer. If that isn't a trip. He is one of the Iran-Contra mass murderers and scandal makers, and a former CIA director, so you know he has impeccable character. And he's going to be the new warlord. And again, it's still a high that Rumsfeld fell, just like it's a high that the Bush regime is so far set back. But it's necessary to keep up the pressure on the issues, because we know how spineless the other corporate party, the Democrats, are. We know how many times they've been Bush light, and we know that there really is a hairline of differences between the corporate parties. Still, let's celebrate a blow to the Bush regime. It would have been more depressing if he felt like there was a mandate. There was also more voting controversy with the machines and the voting process in Virginia. We're going to keep you posted at ReverendBookburn.com. In the state of Virginia, and more Diebold bullshit, and we'll get information to you about that. It seems like in the nation that used to dispatch people to other nations to monitor elections, now it is necessary for every election here to be closely scrutinized after two, at the very least, highly questionable presidential elections. Also, in the referendum department, medical marijuana passed in three cities in California, which is an uplift. It got shot down on state levels in three states. Arizona did not pass the gay marriage ban, so there was a little less impact from the forces of bigotry in 2006. And we need some juice. All this data. And a sex scandal. Sex scandal from November 8th. Sex scandal costs GOP House seat. U.S. Representative Don Sherwood, who had one of the safest seats in Congress until last year when he admitted to a five-year extramarital affair with a woman 35 years his junior, lost his bid for a fifth term yesterday. The Republican representative from northeastern Philadelphia was defeated by Democrat Chris Carney, a professor and lieutenant commander in the Naval Reserve who served as a military analyst at the Pentagon. A 65-year-old married father of three who is considered a family values conservative. Sherwood was sued in 2005 by his ex-mistress, who alleged that he physically abused her throughout their affair. He agreed to pay her about $500,000 in a settlement last year. Carney targeted Sherwood with a hard-hitting TV commercial that featured a Republican voter from Sherwood's hometown who says, "This incident with Don Sherwood just cuts right to the core values of our district." Sherwood countered with an ad in which he said he was truly sorry for cheating on his wife, but denied ever abusing his mistress. Okay, another scandalous, abusive scumbag from the Moral Crusader camp. And Free Press targets nations as online censors. I'm not going to read this. It's way too big. But find a group online called Reporters Without Borders. And find a group that does the cyberspace demonstrations and fighting international censorship on the web. All right, talked out. We're going to talk about internal and external issues of Clinic Defenders, the primary veterans of resistance to Christian terrorism, and the people who pretty much take a beating from both sides. And with an emphasis to Bill Baird, because now that these issues have resurfaced in the last year or two, especially in Northeast Philadelphia, it's a reminder that for over 40 years, Bill Baird fought for birth control and abortion rights, despite all the bullshit he got from the big organizations and Ms. Magazine and similar silliness, and stays at it, never defected to the other side like Norman McCorvey, never ended his own life like Abby Hoffman, when he was battered and smashed by his own side as well as the other side, he just got up and kept fighting more. So with an emphasis on him, we say we're going to salute the veterans of resistance to clinic terrorism, deal with their some of the primary issues, the ones that we can discuss, and play, of course, a tribute song. Don't forget to watch Citizen Ruth, preferably sometime this week. There is no show next Sunday night, November 19th. No, the Reverend is in next week. However, we will be returning in 2 weeks for, yes, another sacred annual holiday tradition on November 26th. Happy Spanksgiving. And that will be a very special show. And although I got emails, I have no hope of understanding about tech issues at Radio Volta, I'm going to assume that we're going to be ticking in 2 weeks, and that the Happy Spanksgiving show, which we've never missed since the beginning of The Reverend Is In, will occur in 2 weeks. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyles, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Numbnuts Quayle, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho, Enron Stooge, War Criminal Bush. Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And, of course, check in at least once a week at reverendbookburn.com for updates. Click on the links for Pastor Rex Katz's shows, which are also uplifted at Radio for All, and the Flock with No Shepherd blog. All right. Talked out big time and ready to play some tunes. Let's get back into the Erection Day spirit, since that is still the buzz in this land, with David Peel and the Lower East Side.
We have the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and a new one for 1968, the Pod Party. Make me President of the United States, and I promise you, I will be ahead! Yeah. Make me President of the United States, my fellow Americans, and I promise you, I shall make the clap a childhood disease. Yeah. Make me
president of the United States, and I promise you I'll pardon every chicken.
Make me president, and I won't even tell him I'm Jewish.
Make me president of the United States. I promise you more foreign aid without taxes to Mexico. We will buy more marijuana from them. Yeah. Wow. I like marijuana, you like marijuana, we like marijuana too. Marijuana.
Marijuana.
I want to be a runaway god to leave home for.
Marijuana.
Remember the teeny bop sniffing airplane glue.
Marijuana.
He used to freak out in Central Park Zoo.
Marijuana.
I want to get high, but I never know why. The cop I got to say goodbye for.
Marijuana. 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 I like marijuana, but you like marijuana. We like marijuana too. I want to be a pusher on the Lower East Side for
marijuana.
I want to be a push, you got to get your high on
marijuana.
It's my life and I do what I want.
Marijuana.
It's my life and I do what I can't.
Marijuana.
I want to smoke pot and I want to smoke a lot. But here comes my father, the marijuana cop. Panamanian red.
Marijuana.
The bigger the bank account, the higher the head.
Marijuana.
I want to get down and I want to be alone. But here comes my father, the family is mourning.
Marijuana.
Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. Well, I'm frickin' sick and tired of turning on the news and seeing the religious right's ungodly fight to take our right to choose when to bear our children, who to love and how, education and protection if we're just practicing for now. So W, look, obey a book if that's what works for you, but I don't tell you how to pray, so don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the Resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you are screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime for subjugating women and being too extreme and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. That sound a bit familiar? Here's a mirror, have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. Well, how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the Resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you'll execute a person and then protect a single cell, but mercy killed the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God, far be it from me, but I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope, and we're all looking for that answer, some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. And as for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd beg her to abort. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, 'cause you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say? When that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, saying, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears, and your crosses off my walls. I've had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew, so keep your Jesus off my penis. Well, at least that's what I will do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep my penis off of you. That's if you want me to.
To be the Virgin Mother, but Mary thought that was weird. Mary said, I'm not a virgin, I blew a guy last year. But then Gabriel said to Mary, my child, have no fear, 'cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still not be considered flawed, although you went to town suck some semen down. You're still a virgin in the eyes of God. There was no room at the inn when Mary and Joseph did arrive, but they were so very tired, you see, and Mary had to offer a bribe. Since she had no money, how would she pay for a place to sleep? Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her not to weep, 'cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still be the mother of Christ. If there's no room at the inn, then it's not considered a sin to suck some dick to get a room for the night. Then three wise men did appear,
left us a mandate. We've got to separate the church and the state. So get your head straight before it's too late and you drop it in the plate. You must appreciate Jesus and money. Make a man speak in tongues, scream out his lungs, roll in the dung. And when the song is sung, he moves up another rung. And the deaf and the dumb are the ones who get stung. Here come the sex police, they're at your bedroom door, moving in next door, searching from floor to floor. You know what they're looking for, someone's always keeping score. Every time you dip the oar, love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more.
Jesus Christ!
Come to the rescue.
Jesus Christ!
Come to the rescue.
Jesus Christ!
Come to the rescue.
About this strange philosophy in which God and man are enemies, in which there is no serenity unless you happen to believe precisely what they want you to believe, and no diversity. Come join the army and learn the noises that drown out the other's voices, and please the devil who rejoices when mankind has no choices, and power exploits us and peace avoids us. Guess who to the rescue on our holy mission to uphold the tradition of the Spanish Inquisition and preempt your decision by forcing your confession. Now let that be a lesson. Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with?
Jesus Christ,
come to the rescue.
Jesus Christ,
come to the rescue.
I don't wanna be
that war.
heard Toxic Reasons doing Mercenary, War Hero, and Riot Squad. Before that, Thrice did Betrayal is a Symptom. Todd Rundgren did Fascist Christ, and that was written for a violent anti-choice group that called itself Operation Rescue. From South Park, you heard Virgin Mary. Eric Swartz did Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis, and started off with David Peel and the Lower East Side doing I Like Marijuana. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Veterans of Resistance to Christian Terrorism. And we've been saluting Bill Baird of Pro-Choice League and other resistors of Christian terrorism, with an emphasis on genuine clinic defenders. And these are the veterans who are not acknowledged in the corporate media. And that brings us to the anti-choice movement. Are they simply people with a point of view who are working to actualize their goals and their viewpoints, or are they holy terrorists for the most part, and theocrats who are pushing for a theocratic agenda? Obviously, the latter is the reality. While there are some peaceful, quiet types who hold vibrating crucifixes and suspicious-looking beads where we don't know where they're from, we would have to sniff them to really research the subject, there are mostly anti-choice people who are, at the very least, guilty of vicious harassment, and even worse, those who have perpetrated stalking and threats, and even worse, assaults and vandalism, and a plethora of violent acts. And then there is the terrorism, which is well over 100 bombings and the shootings, the fatal shootings of mostly doctors that have been perpetrated by the Army of God and several other related groups who, and a few smaller-time holy terrorists who are about a hairline different than the people in Al-Qaeda and holy terrorists of a different nature in other parts of the world. Same shit, different book, and different look. And in addition to the theocracy and the terrorism that comes from the anti-choice movement, a guarantee to come from them and their stooges in public office is an endless streamline of bullshit and misinformation from their fake clinics that provide false medical information to their media campaigns that are also based on false information. The bullshit that they use to argue against stem cell research, the absolute outright lies of the long debunked abortion linked to breast cancer, which has become pure myth. Abortion and mental health risks, additional myth. And of course, former asshole of the week Bill O'Reilly perpetrating bullshit against one of the good doctors, Dr. Tiller in Kansas, who provides late-term abortion and has long been a target of anti-choice terrorism and was shot by an anti-choice terrorist, Rochelle Shannon, in 1993. Dr. Tiller continues to be maligned, including by Bill O'Reilly, and there's a link to an article about that at reverendbookburn.com. Bullshit is a guarantee from the anti-choice movement. So their attacks on clinics, their attacks on doctors, their slander, their myths, they are not a source for any subject. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a song for the veterans of resistance to Christian terrorism, the people who are on the front lines at the clinics and have been there for anywhere from 10 to 20 years, who have survived the anti-choice goonery and terrorists, the people who provided real clinic defense, the maggot punks, the Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, Refuse and Resist, NROC, Raheel in Wisconsin, and countless others. We don't mean to leave anybody out. And these people are not only people who survived the anti-choice people, but they survived the large organizations who act in the name of choice and have pretty much been serving their organization's agenda more than the interests of clinic defense and protecting patients, staffs, and the doctors. And it's so taboo to criticize what goes on either in the choice movement or with the clinics, but nobody and nothing is sacred. And sometimes in your own yard, someone needs a spanking. And even though it's 2 weeks before the Reverend's Happy Spanksgiving show, we're going to deal with that because there's been continued ongoing issues, primarily in Northeast Philadelphia. First, because the anti-choice movement is full of shit, and because abortion should always be safe and legal and accessible, does not mean that everybody who provides those services are of the utmost of character and in the interests of their patients. The most notorious, of course, are some of the large chains. A large chain in California, some corporate medical chains in the East Coast, and there have been some doctors who have been as slimy as the back alley abortion providers before it was legal. George Tiller is an example. I mean, is an exception. However, Dr. Warren Hearn is an example. Although he was defended by some choice people because he just made business decisions. I think some now types said that. He took money from Life Dynamics, one of the biggest asshole groups in the anti-choice movement, to be a consultant for how to help them file lawsuits against other doctors and clinics. And that was a paid job. Well, somebody needs to say it, and somebody needs to point that out and say that it's not up to anti-choice people or politicians to raise these issues, but they do need to be addressed. There are problems with the chains. There are problems with South Jersey Women's Center in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. There are problems with multiple clinics. And any clinic that does not prioritize the security of their patients, the safety of their practices, all medical ethical standards, and the highest regard for their patients and staff need a good spanking from The Reverend Is In. Just like there's groups that are the large orgs we refer to in the choice and clinic defense movement, like NOW and the Feminist Majority and similar, there are advocacy groups within the abortion industry, such as NAF, National Abortion Federation, and NCAP, which I believe is disbanded. That was founded by Ron Fitzsimmons, one of the crucifiers of Bill Baird, and then went on public record as making false statements about late-term abortion, which started Tricky Dick, Ricky Santorum, and others on a crusade to ban late-term abortion. NAF is also a total fuck-up of an organization, and they blow through town in most parts of America doing presentations for clinics for how to muzzle, restrained, bound, and gag your clinic defenders, because it's what's best, says our experts from their ivory towers off the front lines, which is of course laughable and dangerous, and it is similar to what is said from Feminist Majority and NOW. And when we say NOW, which is a large group, there are total exceptions, including the state level chapters of NOW in New York City. But overlooking the exceptions, these large groups want silence and no resistance, and have even muzzled women patients who have stood up to their rights when harassed and viciously verbally abused by anti-choice people, or worse, obstructions of their walking or vehicles, and threats, haranguing, use of bullhorns, throwing little plastic fetuses, which have genitals, a lot of the, at least on the East Coast. So we say that the clinic defenders who have survived both the anti-choice bullshit and the bullshit from the bogus clinics and the bogus pro-choice organizations are true veterans who deserve acknowledgement in this Veterans Day season and deserve a song. So let's play a song. Toxic Reasons is in the background if they're still coming through. But we're going to play, let's play them two songs by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Yeah. Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Girls would turn the color of an avocado when he'd drive down the street in his Eldorado. While he was only 5'3", girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why, if he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Picasso was never called an asshole.
Okay, we're going to attempt to play a track on the Radio Volta cassette machine, which is very questionable as to whether or not it's going to work, but we're going to attempt it anyway. If you do get to hear it, it is considered by some to be the most offensive song ever. It's by the Feeders, who were not homophobic. They were just into shock value and recording as shocking as they can. After that, we'll play a Dead Milkman track from an old about an old politician, Stephen Friend, who's like Rick Santorum, you know, abortion causes hair to grow out of your nose and a woman who gets raped, can't get pregnant, and blah, blah, blah. He was a nutcase like Rick Santorum in the early 90s. So, but before the Dead Milkmen, let's try to play to feeders who, again, were not homophobes, but into shock value. And if you get to hear it, this is called Jesus Entering from the Rear. Lord, make the cassette machine work. All right, are we hearing anything? All right, if we're getting no sound, we're going to go to the Dead Milkmen. Okay. All right, you don't get to hear Jesus Entering from the Rear by the Feeders, so here's the Dead Milkmen.
Isn't it great to see all these girls run up and kiss a 30-year-old fat balding man? Anymore. But I didn't have to search far because now I like to make fun of Stephen Frame. Or as we like to call him, Mr. Illiterate Product of an Incestuous Relationship. You know, one thing my dad taught me was it ain't much of a man who picks a fight with pregnant women. And that's basically what they're doing with the women trying to get into abortion clinics. Oh, big man, you blocked a pregnant woman! Woo! This is my idea. I will fight Stephen Friend. The loser leaves the state of Pennsylvania. I think I can take the little weasel, too. Let some other state worry about him. Ship him on out of here. When he flies on the plane away, they're going to have to keep him down in the cargo with all the other pets. I wonder his little doggy carrier. So remember, Stephen Friend and me, it's going to be better than this Holyfield flight coming up. Stephen Friend and me duking it out. On pay-per-view! I'm not even going to let him just hit the canvas. I'm going to keep him up for a while and duke him around a little bit.
I'd like to go see that.
You would. You should come see it. I'm thinking about holding it at the shore.
Oh, really? At the shore? But how would I get down there?
You can get a car. It's snowing on me.
Oh, what kind of car should I get?
You should probably get one of them that are pitching Camaros.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I have been listening to the words of the American people for all of 5 seconds, and I know that some people don't believe what I say about the war, but I swear to you that I have decided that for the first time ever, I believe in a bipartisan effort and a voice of the American people to be heard in my ears. yes, I still want to represent global corporations and the war profiteers, but now I want the illusion of being bipartisan as my sex scandalous Mauro crusaders dwindle their support of me. I just want everybody to remember to stay the course. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on this small and helpless neighbor.
Our objectives are clear. While the world prayed for peace, the United States raped, pillaged, and plundered a tiny nation.
The victims were moms and dads.
Crushed.
Friends and neighbors.
Crushed.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, unyielding anger.
And among those maimed and murdered, innocent children. These attacks continue as I speak.
What are we gonna do with all these criminals? What are we gonna do about all these crimes? Where are we gonna put all this anger? Such a strange wind blowing and such strange, strange times.
Our military is powerful. The functions of our government continue without interruption.
Our objectives are clear. And our solution is our operations are proceeding according to plan.
Down the road I hear a dark, dark clamor. Feet are wet in the ever-rising tide. Could we break the world beneath our power? Big to fit the whole human race inside.
make no distinction between the Arab leaders and the children whose worlds have been shattered. The United States, by stalling and threatening and defying the United Nations, exhausted every means at our disposal, met every overture of peace with open contempt.
God bless America.
This nation stands behind bars for growing reefer, while the ones who make the bullets murder untold millions. Such is man.
To tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the week. And we have a good one. Sunday, November 12th, 2006, at RadioVolta.org. And information relayed at ReverendBookburn.com. Rebroadcasted at RadioForAll.net. Our asshole of the week is Bill O'Reilly from the Pravda-esque Fox News Network. Bill O'Reilly in his latest and his endless penchant for bullshit and Rushisms has been, as we said earlier, maligning and trashing in utter bullshit Dr. George Tiller, an abortion provider who was one of the legitimate ones in Kansas and is now under investigation for the seizing of private protected medical records. A new low even for that perpetrator of sexual harassment and right-wing propaganda and hate speech. Bill O'Reilly, for a million reasons, including this most recent outburst of yours, you are asshole of the week. All right, we sure heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. Before that, Supa Clean did Beat the Bushes. The Sex Pistols did Liar. Dead Milkmen did the live version of Bitchin' Camaro from the Chaos Rules CD. Before the Dead Milkmen, you heard Burning Sensations doing Pablo Picasso from the soundtrack of Repo Man. And started off with two tracks for the veterans of resistance to clinic terrorism, I mean to Christian terrorism. Two tracks by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, and Different Drum. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In Tonight. The theme has been Veterans of Resistance to Christian Terrorism. A big thanks to Barf, Pastor Rex Cat, and legitimate clinic defenders and supporters and organizations who have been in this ongoing dialogue on this very subject, as well as Heretic from UnrealityCheck.com, Eric Swartz, who did the Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis song from EricSwartz.com. Be sure to check out the links at ReverendBookburn.com for Dr. Susan Block's blog, and her live show is coming back, and the GOP, Grand Old Perverts, and the sudden state of illness of Robert Anton Wilson at paulkrasner.com. So in celebration of especially the state and local referendums that were cool, I forgot to mention that in Collingswood, New Jersey, a citizens initiative passed against the extremely corrupt eminent domain business mafia types. And in Bristol, Pennsylvania, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and multiple other places, the Christian Taliban continue with their crusade against either dancers and or adult stores. We'll keep you updated on that. It was a pleasure to do the show tonight. The Ecclesiastes show is going to start on time, so there's no overtime. We'll just do a farewell song, and then that'll be the end of it. No show next week. In 2 weeks, we will return on November 26th for another sacred annual holiday tradition, the Happy Spanksgiving Show. And you guys will want to be here for that. And again, go to ReverendBookburn.com. Be sure to see Citizen Ruth this week. Write to me, quail@sjcdc.org. And let's play one final tune, and then the next show will begin. This is by Ministry and is entitled No W. Good night.
We recognize our greatest security is found in the relentless pursuit of these cold-blooded killers. The front of the new war is here in America. We're fighting a war against evil.
We're fighting evil, one person at a time.